President Obama heads to Flint, Michigan today to meet with residents still dealing with the water crisis there. He's only going to be on the ground in Flint for just a few hours. Even so, Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith says there's hope the presidential spotlight could help speed up some fixes.
While lead levels are improving in Flint's municipal water, that water is still not safe to drink unless it's run through a filter. But for a number of reasons, some residents still only drink and cook with bottled water. Others won't even bathe in tap water, even though that's considered safe. You gotta remember, people in Flint have been dealing with nasty-smelling, rusty-colored water for a long time. Lots of residents, like Amber Hassan, complained of skin rashes.
I've been in the shower and had my eyes burning. Chlorine. My eyes are burning in the shower, and I'm like, oh my goodness, like what's going on? I get out the shower and I can't see for a minute because my eyes are burning from whatever.
But state officials repeatedly assured residents that Flint's water was fine. They did that for more than a year when it wasn't. Darnell Early was Flint's emergency manager when the city switched drinking water sources in 2014 to save money.
What we have to do is to respond to that and find a way to fix it, make it better, and move on.
But things did not get better. Soon, the city detected E. coli bacteria in the water. Then there were high levels of a disinfectant byproduct. All the while, behind the scenes, health officials were alarmed about a spike in Legionnaire's disease. It wasn't until January that the public learned, from Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, that 10 people had died from the respiratory disease caused by Legionella, a type of bacteria that loves warm, stagnant water.
That just adds to the disaster we already are facing with respect to elevated lead levels.
The number of Flint kids with elevated lead levels has doubled. In some neighborhoods, tripled. Governor Snyder has repeatedly apologized to Flint's residents for the state's role in the crisis.
I understand their anger. I've been humbled by this experience.
Back in March, Snyder told a congressional oversight committee he didn't know until last fall just how bad Flint's water was. Congressman Matt Cartwright wasn't buying it.
You were not in a medically induced coma for a year. And I've had about enough of your false contrition and your phony apologies.
Since those hearings, criminal charges have been filed against three officials, including two of Michigan's environmental regulators, state bureaucrats who Snyder blames for not treating the water properly. Michigan taxpayers are also paying for lawyers for the governor, though he hasn't been charged. But the state attorney general says more charges are coming, and a separate federal investigation is going on, too. In downtown Flint, Deshaun Hussey and his buddy Darnell Holliday are walking to the bus station, and they say they're excited Obama is coming today, though they wish he'd been here sooner.
It's better late than never.
Especially
but
going through the time.
At the same time, like I said earlier, he can come, but what is the difference going to be after he comes?
Like many people here, Hussey and Holliday have heard a lot of talk from politicians, experts, even movie stars who parachute in and talk about what needs to be done to fix Flint's water problems. They say Flint needs much less talk and much more money. Specifically, Flint needs money to replace thousands of old lead and galvanized water pipes damaged by improperly treated water. The Republican-controlled state legislature and the U.S. Senate haven't moved as quickly on bills to help Flint as residents had hoped. So far, fewer than 2 dozen lead water lines have been replaced in Flint.
I just want to know, is there anything going to be done about that? Like, is our water going to ever be back the same?
Yes, there is free water available in Flint. Yes, Medicaid has expanded to help Flint's most vulnerable populations. Yes, there's a new focus on helping kids with lead exposure. But the big question on the minds of many here is, when is my tap water going to be normal again? And no one, not even the president, can answer that. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Smith.